Why doesn't the government negotiate with the teachers?
Well, they are doing. That's what's so wrong about the strike, that here we are negotiating at the moment on all these issues, and they've just gone out on strike.
Now, as I understand it, you're negotiating on how these will be implemented rather than whether this happens. That's as many of the teachers understand it anyway.
Well, that isn't strictly correct. I mean, the point
is it almost correct?
No, the point about it is that each of the public sector pension schemes is different, and so it is necessary to look at what needs to happen for each one and to negotiate with each of them individually. And I mean, if you look at it, you know, some schemes are funded, some aren't, some have already made arrangements for the fact that we're all living a lot longer.
Well, let's look at the
teachers
first. So
it's right to have a negotiation. Yeah.
Let's look at the teachers first, because back in 2006, they did a deal. They renegotiated the pensions. They'll talk about the shortfall, if there was one, would be coming out of their own salary. Yes, it was done under the Labour government before there was this worldwide recession, but it was a deal which they struck under the understanding that this was the new deal for the fact we're living longer and pensions were potentially in a moment of crisis. Why is that not right 5 years on?
Well, it's just all to do with the fact that we're living so much longer. I mean, over the last period since the 70s, we've all on average lived 10 years longer than we would have done then.
Now, but we knew that
fantastic.
5 years ago, didn't we?
No, in the last 5 years, the longevity estimates, you know, how long people will live, have just absolutely rocketed. And these estimates are going up and up and up. I mean, do you know that it's estimated a girl born today in our area would on average live to be 100? I mean, it's just something that the private sector has had to deal with, and the public sector has to too.
So actually, any negotiations that happen now, these might change again.
Well, I mean, what we've done is to get an independent report from Lord Hutton, who's of course Labour, who's looked over a period at what's required with all the latest estimates, and he thinks that it is necessary for the public sector to pay a bit more in, receive a bit less, and work a bit longer. And you know, if we are all going to live to be much older than we ever thought, I mean, that's very good news for Britain, but it does have to be paid for. And for taxpayers, some of whom are earning very low amounts of money, to have to pay a huge amount extra tax without any further contribution from public sector workers is not.